from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm curious to see how they're going to handle the rotation come October. Plus, I think they're still short in the bullpen. And I think
I'd put Heel in the bullpen.
Right. That's what I was going to. I think, to me, if you're going to roll with your, if you're going to go Cole and whatever, Rodon, Nestor, and Stroman as your starters, of those four guys, I mean, Cole's a given. We know he's in the rotation. No, those other three guys, there's not any of them like, you know what, I think they project really well to the pen, or I could see them pitching well out of the pen. Maybe Nestor, but I think that Heel and Schmidt serve more of a purpose out there. Heel's arm should play up. Schmidt has experience doing it, obviously. And they don't really have the dominant deep pen like they have in recent years, some of the, or at least some of the household proven names. So I think Rodon, the way he's pitched in this last go-around, is sort of solidifying his spot, and that's the guy that I would feel most comfortable with after Cole.
Heel, and I'll probably get ripped for saying this, but Heel to me is a kid, and I know he's a kid, and he's got to build up the arm strength to where he doesn't fall off like he kind of has here.
He's
mid-season.
Blown past his career high in innings already. Yeah,
which is why you almost wonder if getting him in the bullpen when he's back now, to me, he's got electric stuff.
Yeah.
And if he's only got electric stuff for an inning or two, and I'm not saying make him the closer. I know a lot of Yankee fans have had enough of Clay Holmes. But he's got that strikeout stuff that Holmes doesn't have.
Right.
And I could see him as, if Holmes is going to be your guy, and I understand that, maybe he's your eighth inning guy in the postseason.
It would be a lot of pressure for a young kid having not done it. But
it's eighth inning, not ninth inning.
Right, right. And there's a need there. I mean, look, there are some names, and the Yankees have done this, like, you know, the Jake Cousins, the Luke Weavers of the world. But if I tell you right now I'm throwing that guy in a high leverage spot in the seventh or eighth inning of a playoff game, I don't know that you feel, maybe they get it done, but like, you know, the Michael Kings of the world are gone. Wandy Peralta's gone. Loaisig is hurt. You know, they obviously Aroldis Chapman is long gone now. So Holmes has had his warts and his issues. So they don't really have as many go-to guys on the back end. Tommy Canley's pitched pretty well. And you could say, well, they don't really have a left-hander, but Canley's a guy that gets lefties out because he's got the changeup. So they have some options, but I agree with you. Heels stuff, I would think, would play up in that role. And we've seen Schmidt do it, and he has strikeout stuff as well. So if it's just where are you going to get the most value out of your available arms? And I think those two guys project better than saying, hey, Nestor, you're going to go out to the pen and we're going to try and, you know, match you up late in innings. I don't really see him as that type of guy.
What if I gave you this comparison? Rivera to Wetland, Heel to Holmes. And away we go.
Let's calm down.
Why? What do you mean calm down? Why calm down for what? This is a first place team. They're going to be in the postseason.
Yeah.
Let's start some comparisons to 96.
I think Mo, if you go back to that season, was much more established in that role leading into the postseason.
And we're talking stuff here,
and John Sheila. Wetland was, I think, probably a little bit more accomplished
Holmes
as a closer
is your guy,
than
though.
Holmes was. I know. I don't know if I'm ready to go there.
I didn't say Holmes is Wetland, but he's in that spot, and
okay.
He is going
so
to be the closer.
So you're not comparing the abilities, you're just comparing the setups.
Here's what I'm comparing the setups, and I'm comparing what I could see as the next Mariano Rivera in Luis Heel. The kid's electric.
He is.
He's electric.
I'm not going to Mo just yet.
I'm just saying. I could see it. I could see it.
But yeah, I'm curious to see where he's going to end up, because we saw the highest of highs with him working as a starter in that stretch where you had you know, BT comparing him to Dwight Gooden in 1984.
He was phenomenal.
Right, he was. No, he was. I get it. But yeah, I wonder because of the fact that he doesn't have a big track record as far as a lot of innings under his belt. Obviously, he's been through his surgery already and coming back from that kind of caught us all by surprise. And the one thing when he gets into trouble as a starter is the command and the control sometimes. So maybe that's where him in the bullpen makes a little bit more sense. I hope we get to see it. The story I read this morning about him coming off the IL is for now they plan to keep him as a starter. But, you know, as we get into September and if they are able to kind of take control of the division, which the opportunity is there right now. It's two games.
Got the
Baltimore's
lead.
Playing the Dodgers out in L.A. starting tonight. The Yankees are playing the Nats here in Washington. So it's a chance for them to kind of build up a little bit of a cushion. And then I think as September progresses, it gives you the chance to start to dial in who's going to be in what role. Do we have to move somebody to the pen, get them some innings and some experience there before we get to the postseason?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.